Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting second. The first baseman, Chuck Hinton. Batting third. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Larry Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Askew. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ralph Terry. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ralph Terry. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Lump. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Willie Horton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Northrup. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Aguirre. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hank Aguirre. And now, play ball. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lump reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a pop-up towards third. Alvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hinton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lump for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Freehan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into left field. Horton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Houser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Freehan. The throw from Askew and he is out, Houser applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry bunts in front of the plate. Freehan fields it and throws to first for the out. Askew moves to second. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 1 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Aguirre covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alvis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0 for 1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davalillo, who is chasing the ball. McAuliffe reaches third base with a triple. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 1 in the game. Lump strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a fly ball towards right. Northrup settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Northrup. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive towards third. Alvis reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 1 in the game. Northrup hits a line drive towards short. Hauser reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Freehan is called out on strikes. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0-for-1 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0-for-0 in the game. Terry strikes out. One out. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-2 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Northrup, who is chasing the ball. Hinton reaches third base with a triple. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive towards short. McAuliffe reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe hits a line drive towards first. Hinton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0-for-2 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Askew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito is called out on strikes. One out. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0-for-2 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre juggles the ball. That's an error on Aguirre. Davalillo moves to second. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaline hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0-for-2 in the game. Horton strikes out. Two outs. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup is 0 for 2 in the game. Northrup hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Askew hits a fly ball into right field. Northrup settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Terry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terry is 0 for 1 in the game. Terry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 3 in the game. Hauser hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirt hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Hank Aguirre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aguirre is 0 for 2 in the game. Aguirre strikes out. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. McAuliffe takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump is 0 for 3 in the game. Lump hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Hinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lump settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.